Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts. It's 15 minutes of Friday. Jamie Davidson, my business partner and longtime OG Amazon seller, is joining us today. Welcome back, Jamie.
Thanks, Joey. Great to be here.
All right, this is going to be a really fun topic because we get to talk about all the amazing members of AMZ Insiders that we have seen become successful. And I want to talk about what is it that has made them successful. Yes, we get to coach them, so they are blessed with that. Just kidding. But it's really, they took the opportunity to invest in themselves, and we have the honor of being able to coach them and get them to where they need to be and to reach their goals financially and personally. So Jamie, let's dig in. What is one of the common themes you've seen over the years with our coaching program members?
Yeah, I mean, I think with Amazon, I mean, it's an opportunity to allow you to be like a real entrepreneur, build a real business, especially, you know, what we do, which is private label, Amazon FBA. And with that, a lot of the traits are other things in your life. So I'd say probably one of the most common traits is some level of discipline in the business and the routine around it. Because when you're dealing with entrepreneurship, you know, you don't have a boss or someone telling you, you have to do it, right? Like, you don't have to do this with your business. So it's really important that you have some ability to make things happen, show up for the weekly trainings, follow up with us, you know, follow up with us coaches. You know, our role is to help keep our members accountable and help do it with you and help inspire them in different ways. But we can't do it all, right? So it's like, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, as the saying goes. But there is an aspect of, again, I'll say self-discipline and hustle to kind of push things forward with the business. So that's definitely one, because you have to stay with it. There's always ups and downs, just like life. There's things that are going to be there. And so the ability to have it with it, you know, with such a huge opportunity Amazon is, you can really, you know, if you don't quit and you stick with it, your odds of success are so much greater.
Completely agree. If you keep going forward, your odds of success are almost 100%, because if you give up, then you certainly fail. But even if things aren't going in the right direction that you want at the time, you can pivot and shift. And you and I do that with our businesses, is we're constantly having to be resilient and pivot and shift. And I think resilience is something that I have seen with a lot of our members. And things shift with Amazon constantly, right? We know search, find, buy went away many years ago, and we're all still crushing it with reviews. It just looks different how we get those reviews and how we approach it. And that is part of the mindset. Like, hey, that shifted. I'm going to figure out how to get ahead of it, and I'm going to own it, and I'm going to be the best at it. And I'm not the best at everything. I mean, I'm like mediocre. Like, I'm like good at a lot of things. But I will decide that I'm going to be the best at getting reviews for this product, instead of being intimidated by the change and saying, okay, it's now harder to get reviews. Amazon is cracking down on it. Yes, it's tempting to ask my sister to write me a review, but I refrain from it because Amazon's just going to block it. And then you're going to raise red flags. So it's like, let's just all follow the rules.
Yeah, that's, you know, again, it's being an action taker. We talk about that is huge. You know, what I also find helpful too is sometimes, because, you know, we talk about discipline, and, you know, people struggle that with, whether it's going to the gym or, you know, making their bed or whatever it is. People can be, you know, human nature is, a lot of people are not going to be consistent. And so it's not the end of the world if you're not, you know, if you can relate to that, is that, you know, what I try to do too is sometimes try to have what we call like a flurry of activity. So I see if you can kind of get into a groove and kind of ride that wave when you are feeling like really kind of zoned in or excited about your business or get some early wins. I think we see a lot of people like get into a lot of different things. So if you can, you know, get motivated, get excited, get your listing dialed in, figure out, you know, what other people are doing, plug into the community. You know, of course, anytime you can add value to other people, that kind of helps reciprocate stuff. But, you know, I like to think, kind of try to do things in a flurry and get like a lot of things going. You don't have to be perfect and figure out, you know, hey, what can, get this thing going. If you do enough of those, even if you're not consistent every day, or if you have off days or things where you're not really motivated, or maybe things are frustrating you with it, you know, just kind of keep at it and then kind of ride the positivity when you hit those spots.
Yeah. 2 points on that. Your flurries, I've never heard that expression. It's cute. The flurries create activity as well. So then you're getting momentum. You might be partnering with somebody, reaching out to influencers, getting your listing going, because you're doing a bunch of activities, and then you're going to be getting response. So now you're going to have to respond to people, and people are now going to be looking to you to be dependable, which does help. And whether you have a business partner or you're just looking for partners to help boost your business, you're going to have to respond and be a good business partner. And that's part of being successful. And that puts pressure on me when I do that, when I start doing what you called a flurry, not a furry, but a flurry.
Yes. Yes. A big difference.
Sorry, Friday. Had to get that out of my head. Okay. I'm back. And the other part on consistency is, like you said, the gym. Like, if you don't feel like working out, you don't feel like working on your listing, suck it up and do it anyway. That is the difference between successful people, is you do stuff you don't want to do when you don't feel like doing it. It's not, oh, I feel like building my listing today. And there's 100 reasons you might not want to build your listing. It's intimidating. You're not sure if you have the right keywords. You don't know if your photos are great. You're scared you're not going to get sales. You're scared you're going to get sales. There's so many roadblocks, and you can talk yourself out of it. You just quiet your mind, let those thoughts come and go, and dig in and just get the work done.
Totally agree. Yeah. And I think, you know, your point there goes to that description of being motivated versus being disciplined. And essentially that, you know, motivation is overrated, because you're going to have these periods of time where you're motivated and then it will disappear very quickly. But to your point, you know, if you can be disciplined, which meaning, again, you're doing things when you don't necessarily want to do them, that's going to carry you through much more than, you know, whether you're motivated, quote unquote, at a given point in time. So yeah, I would definitely try to focus in on, you know, routine. Again, that can help with, you know, an accountability partner. I mean, it's part of what we do to help people is, yeah, you know, to be able to have a voice, because it can feel, you know, kind of lonely at times building businesses on your own, or you think you're the only one going through certain things or issues. So obviously, you know, when you can have a coach, a mentor to help bounce things off of, and, you know, things that we're seeing and other people are seeing, that definitely helps get you through things. But yeah, it's definitely, the more you can kind of build in those routines. And again, as I said, just ride the waves when you are feeling good or excited, or you just have the time, you know, try to do as much as you can, and realize that, you know, if you can do more, you have more chances for success. Not every activity you're going to do is going to lead to strong, but, you know, if it gives you that chance. Like, it's the old, you know, you can't make any of the shots that you don't take. So, you know, and again, I think of people that we've seen, you know, a lot of people through our program, is just a commonality. I mean, yourself included, you went through the program, built $1 million brand. And again, you're disciplined, right? You're showing up for weekly trainings. You're taking notes. You were not like that vocal. You weren't like blaming anyone else. You were kind of just doing your stuff and looking for help, but you were focused on like, hey, how do I actually build this business and get the results I want? And when I need help, you know, I'm going to get the help and the resources I need.
I think also being brave and saying, hey, I don't have all the answers. I might have the discipline. I might have the motivation, but you need to be brave and ask questions and get around people who genuinely want to help you and have the right answer and will give you the right answer. And also say, hey, if I don't know, I'm going to find you the right answer. And that's one of the things that I love about AMZ Insiders, and why I worked so hard through the program. And then I came back and became a coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you're kind of passing it on. And even when we're coaching, it gives us more exposure to see what, you know, people are doing and helping, you know, new ideas, or our partners out there that are, you know, we're just plugged in to be able to help people understand what it takes to be successful, you know, this year in 2024 versus things that change a little bit from the previous year. So yeah, definitely helps you. Mostly get people too. I see the other commonality is, you know, and again, whether it's yourself or John, or I go on and on, myself included, is like, we don't want to waste time. Right. So I think that's a big one. So we're not like, oh, I'm trying to save, you know, I'm trying to save $1,000 by doing X, Y, and Z for the next year myself. It's like, no, we're not trying to save, because you have to think about it, you know, where the business could be if you get the right help and the right investment into yourself. So you're actually wasting a lot of money by, you know, kind of messing around and trying to find scraps for free instead of just like, get the help, support you need, execute. And most people, again, you don't want to waste time and figure this stuff out, you know, try to figure this stuff out in 2 and 3 years versus trial and error. Like, hey, I want to understand what works, what doesn't. And let me try, you know, let me take very calculated kind of risks and decisions in my business so I'm going to get the result I want versus just kind of winging it or watching some, you know, random YouTube video.
Yes. And everybody who comes into AMZ Insiders members and everybody listening, you have a strength that you've learned and a skill you've learned somewhere along the way that applies to selling on Amazon. Because one of the greatest things about selling is you're running the business, and anything you've learned, customer service, marketing, finances, sourcing, all of that comes into play. And you're already going to have a head start if you haven't started selling yet, or if you're launching a new brand, because you have skills that you can depend on. And then you just get into the right community and you feel at home and confident with your skills, and that you can also learn new skills to apply to your business. One of the things I love and admire about our AMZ Insiders members is as they're building and they're leaning on us to coach them and they're opening up more and more, I feel their confidence. Like Uber driver John came in with lots of anxiety at first, and he was all over the place. And we did a little bit of tough love with him, and we did kind of a, let's pull it back, and we have to go step by step, because you don't want to miss the fundamentals, because it will cause you problems in the long run. And Jamie, you've talked about the problems it can cause in the long run when you go to exit your business if you haven't set up the foundation properly. So we were able to pull John in and reset him. And now his brand has taken off. He's done a rebrand. He has so many variations and colors and sizes. And, you know, he's not even a year into selling. And I just admire that he took the feedback and also made it his own, right? We don't take ownership or tell you how to run your business, but we give you our methods and tools.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a great point. And I just note, because I know some people are probably, they're interested. I know they'll be in the show notes there. I think it is by application only for people wondering, you know, around AMZ Insiders. And we do, right now we have some of the, to apply, you can get on the wait list and to book a call with us. If we do have times available, if you go to callamz.com, it'll be in the show notes, callamz.com, you'll either get a chance to be on the wait list, or if we have availability to schedule you, to consider you, we can get you on a call and share more. But again, that's callamz.com. But yeah, it's always, that's part of the joy of this business, working with other people, because we just get excited working with other motivated, talented people, right? And it kind of inspires us and we get fired up. And we have people that are, you know, doing over $4 million in sales. We have lots of people that have never sold before. You know, most people are probably professionals at jobs. We have some young, you know, young individuals too that are like in college right now that are interested in building, or fathers that want their sons or daughters to build these brands. It really doesn't matter, as long as you can be, you know, be an action taker, be motivated, and understand that, you know, at the end of the day, e-commerce is a $1 trillion industry that is growing at double digit rates. And there's very few industries on the planet that that are that big and are growing at this rate. And so, you know, there's just this massive opportunity to be excited about it and to carve out, you know, some of that success for yourself.
Well said. I think this conversation was very eye-opening, and it just makes me appreciate all of our members and all the hard work. So if you are one of the AMZ Insiders members listening, y'all rock. We're so proud of you. If you are interested in joining with us, Jamie, we'll leave that in the notes for you. And I hope everybody just has a wonderful weekend. And until next time, stay fearless.
If you're already selling on Amazon or you're looking to get started and you want my help, go to amzfearless.com to book a free strategy selling session. We can see if we can help you out. That's amzfearless.com. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.